Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Joe's in with us, and also joining us, Joe, is
the Wizard of Paz, Mark Pazniokas, ctmirror.org. Covered the inauguration yesterday. Did you have to stay for the whole, were you at the ball last night?
I actually went to the ball for the first ball I've went to. I just kind of went and schmoozed a little bit and, you know, saw who's there, but I didn't write from it.
Okay.
I left early.
All right.
They had a nice crowd, you know.
Yeah, sounded like it. We're going to get over the menu. We're going to go talk about some of the foods at 7:50.
Oh, we have that?
Yeah, we got it from one of the area newspapers. What'd you think of the governor's inaugural speech? I thought it was pretty uplifting, even though the Republican state chairman, who knows about flat things, said it was flat.
See, editorial comment, but, you know, it's not necessarily
no different
all
than the rest of the day here.
You know, Lamont, since he won the election, has shown he is he's comfortable with his own skin in a way I don't think he was during the campaign.
No.
And, you know, his speech to the legislature in particular, he was, you know, I actually, you know, use the word, the phrase, you know, it was like slightly goofy at times. But
yeah,
that's who Ned Lamont is. He's, you know, he's this very affable, straightforward guy. But he had fun giving that speech. And
yeah,
he certainly set a tone for how he's going to try to govern. Now, this is the time when everything is beautiful. And
right. Yeah, I know.
Yes, exactly.
Reality hits. But maybe not. Well, it's kind of like Themis. Go ahead. I was going to say it's kind of like Themis Claridis said, oh, yeah, well, when Dan Malloy was sworn in, you know, it was all happy times and we had really high hopes and that changed. And sometimes that's just because you have to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, there's still a tough budget ahead. It's not nearly as tough as the one Malloy had to do his first year, but it's still a heavy lift. But you know, this guy does have ideas for a different approach. What is different about him is both Lamont and his wife have an incredible network of business contacts.
Right.
And, you know, he keeps hinting at trying to draw that in and draw upon that and to bring business to Connecticut. So, you know, we'll see. He did that once with the Infosys move into Hartford. If you can replicate that a few times, that's going to be a nice thing for the state. But,
absolutely,
you know, there are a lot of expectations, a lot of pressures. So it's going to take a lot of skill and a lot of determination on how to stick to, I think, the plan that he has in his head that we're going to see more and more of in the coming weeks, which is, you know, something that is fiscally conservative, you know, socially liberal. You know, he certainly made clear he's going to deliver on his promise on raising minimum wage and paid family medical leave, that kind of thing. But, you know, there are folks in the legislature who are going to want to see him dip into the rainy day fund and do some more spending. Because, you know, I think people on both sides of the aisle acknowledge that there are needs. The question is, what can the state of Connecticut afford at this time?
Was there a point or two that you expected him to make, Paz, in the state of the state that he didn't speak about?
No, I thought this is what he's going to try to do, is set a tone, explain what his approach was going to be, and then say, stay tuned and, you know, details will come later. And, you know, I pointed out in my coverage that, you know, he did not explain how he's going to do these things, but
yeah,
that's not a criticism. That's just a fact, and that's how these things often work.
We're talking to Mark Pazniokas from ctmirror.org. You know, the other thing was, and, you know, one of the things he stressed, and even in the first one as he was sworn in, was growth, 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 growth. But is there, and you're talking about the connections he has that might bring some growth to the state, but are the conditions such that, you know, there'd be people who would, how can I say this, get out of the way and allow some growth to happen?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to be the problem as much as what's going to happen with the economy. Where are we in that cycle? Because that's the thing that's beyond his control, beyond the legislature's control. And Lamont early on said, I'm not sure where we are in this business cycle, but, you know, are we in the seventh inning, the eighth inning, or the ninth inning in the recovery? But we're, you know, sure as heck not in the first inning. And if the economy turns south, I mean, then, you know, it's a whole different ballgame.
Do you think that he will be able to forge relationships with both sides of the aisle? I mean, obviously, Democratic shouldn't be a problem, but the Republican side as well?
It will be case by case. And, you know, you saw it yesterday in the speech. He was getting applause from both sides of the aisle on a lot of things until he mentioned minimum wage and paid family leave, and then it got kind of quiet.
Oh, well.
Yeah. You know, Themis Claridis has taken, I think, a harder line so far. At least in her approach. We'll see. It's Lentz is on other Senate Republican leader. His approach to this is a little bit differently. He was the guy who really wanted to be part of the budget process last time. Themis ultimately went along with that, and they came up with a compromised budget.
Right.
And, you know, the Republicans have some things they can be proud of that. You know, the volatility cap that sort of limits what you can do if you get a big influx of tax revenue. You can't boost spending. You got to apply it to the rainy day fund or pay down the debt. So, you know, I think most people would say those are all to the good. But, you know, Themis is right when she says, look, 8 years ago, everybody had this feeling of, okay, there's a new guy in town.
Right, right.
We're going to give him his space.
Right.
And, you know, it only lasted so long.
not long at all.
Honeymoon wasn't a long one.
It was not.
And by the way, is he going to have a presentation of Hamilton sometime in the near future?
He is big on Hamilton.
Seems to like that show.
Well, one of the younger guys up there turned to me as I was leaving and said, does this mean that Hamilton is no longer cool?
Well, see, and the other thing that I think is going to be difficult, here's what he's going to need to do, is he's going to have to build a coalition between both Republicans and Democrats, because I think there's some people in the Democratic caucus who aren't going to go along with a lot of this stuff, okay? So you build that, you know, you've got to get the Republicans on your side. Otherwise, I don't think you'll be able to get anything done, because I think the Democratic caucus is somewhat split.
Yeah, it'll... So here's the thing, you know, Malloy did this to an extent. I mean, Malloy made certain promises about paid sick days. That was an issue in 2010.
Right.
And so there are a couple of things you can do that are going to excite the left. And the question is, will it buy you goodwill to do some things with the budget that perhaps the left won't like? Now, you know, his approach may be, look, give me 2 years to try to really focus more on improving the business climate, of doing some things that perhaps labor is not going to be thrilled with, but it will send a signal that Connecticut is a better place to do business. I don't know. We'll see who he comes up with for Commissioner of Economic Development.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely making a change there. He wants some fresh eyes over there, a fresh approach. And I don't know if he has settled on someone yet. I do know that they're going to, I think, make a few more announcements, if not this week, then early next week.
Time will tell.
That one's going to be key.
Yeah. Pass, thanks. We appreciate you getting up early.
Get some rest.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Sleep it off. All right. Mark Pasniokas, ctmirror.org. A lot of coverage there. FANF's got some stuff up and others. So check it out. It's good reporting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.